This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is the last Monday in April 26. How did that? Yeah, it's almost May Day, May Day, May Day. How is this year rushing forward? Hello, how lovely to have time with you. My name is Erica Longdon. I'm a host here, kicking things off on a Monday morning on 1-2 Radio, and also an advisor on 1-2 Listen, which is an honour and a privilege to do. And it is also an honour and privilege to be talking to you today as well. As ever, I've had my usual panic. What am I going to talk about today? But of course, I've been given something to talk about. So let's get on with this show. I have to say, I'm looking forward, before I say anything else, I'm so looking forward to hearing Mark Husson over on YouTube at the top of the hour, because he's talking about having done the sun. He's talking about my other favourite thing, moons. Moons are so important. I was up at some silly o'clock this morning, because I live by the ocean, and I happened to get up in the night and look out, and the moon was shining across the ocean, and I thought, I don't care how tired I am tomorrow, what a privilege to just stand here and look at this, just soak up this memory. It is really, really special. So I've also spent the weekend, as I said, with mermaids. I was at my local massive food festival. I think they have 10,000 people turn up. But we have a merpod turn up. Mischief and her mers were there. I've put a, if you can get in the Facebook chat room, I've put a picture of Mischief up on there to show you what a real mermaid is like. They are so good with the children. The children are just enthralled. They really are. So it was a good weekend. Quite tiring. If you want to come and join us in the Facebook chat room, it's very easy. Go to 12radio.com, look at the menu on the left hand side, it gives you an option to chat. Or if you're already a Facebook person, then just come on in, put 12radio in there, and you will find this private group. It's a lovely safe place to be. There are lovely people in there. I'm just refreshed the page, so I'm going back down to see who is in there this morning, because I can see already people coming in. Let me just turn it all the right way up. So good morning to Maureen White-Varna, my Libra buddy. Underneath that is a picture of Mischief the Mermaid, if you're in there. Jean McIntosh is in the room. Jennifer Hart, just down the road here in Cornwall, is in the room. And also Laura Kasdan-Fulton. If you want to come and join us, please do. I have my Tarot Wisdom deck I'm working today. It just kind of felt very earthy and connected. It's been that kind of weekend. Also, the moon is in Virgo today, so another reason why I might have chosen that deck. And I have Karen Kay's lovely mer deck with me, at the side of me. Well, that's self-explanatory, isn't it? Mermaids all weekend. They were a joy. I also want to give a shout out to Polly Ford, who joined me with the mermaids. I know she has plans to be a mermaid one day, she hopes. And also to Erin, who I know listens to the show but doesn't always manage to get in the chat room. Oh, so there we go. Drawing breath. First few minutes of the show, I will go in there and do you some readings. As I'm going along, I'm just letting some more people get in the room because I can see people coming in. Having spent the weekend with mermaids, the other thing I've just done is shut my two cats out. Oh, tis the season. It's the spring season. It's like summer here today in Cornwall. It is beautiful after a long, slow, wet winter. Finally, the summer is out. It is just stunning here in Cornwall, looking over the ocean. And it always affects my two cats differently. So Magic just goes off her food completely and becomes very slender and svelte. I think she's trying to get her beach body together. And Merlin is quite the opposite, and he's been marching around the room in a mood just before I came on air, and I thought he's going to jump on the keyboard. I know he is, so he's sulking outside. I'll let him back in half an hour, but anyway. So yes, the moon is affecting my cats. I was wondering what to talk about, and I came across a post the other day that makes complete sense with this moon in Virgo about, I was rereading it this morning, that treadmill that we get on. You know, you get up in the morning and you think of all the things that you ought to do, that you think you've got to do. You know, you go around in circles. You wake up, you do, you mend, you gather things in other words, go shopping, sleep, rinse, repeat. We've got this kind of cycle running all the time, this treadmill of stuff to do. And when something disrupts that status quo, it's quite an interesting challenge. And I've had one of those this weekend. I was planning to do a workshop with someone who very suddenly have said, actually, no, I'm not going to do it, which is fine. They're allowed to say that. But I then had to create another workshop from scratch in 2 hours because the people who are running this huge festival were just about to send all the programs to the printers. And they, bless him, the printer has put the print run on hold, waiting for me to come up with a workshop. So that was a kind of, ooh, that was an interesting moment, the status quo. How did I deal with it? And before last year, I would have had a real strop about that. I would have done. But I think what this year has shown me, this past year that we've lived through as we've come out of the cycle of 25 and into this incredibly fast fire horse year, and Uranus going into Gemini and all of that, is that change is constant, which we know intellectually, but then it pushes their buttons when somebody pulls the rug from under us. And I think it's taught me stoicism, and it's taught me above all else, trust. That when something like that happens, even though it looks horrendous, and I have had a couple of real doozy horrendous ones starting in June last year that are now resolving, but it's opened the doorway to something better. Okay, it's been difficult to live through, but it's taught me to trust the universe kind of knows what it's doing. So if you feel that you're getting caught on this treadmill, this to-do list, and we all have it, but do you, what about changing the perspective? And I know this one over several years, I've done it and I forget to do it and I have to catch myself and say no. Instead of what you have to do, I mean, how often do you say, I have to go and pick up the kids, I have to pick up mom, I have to do the shopping, I have to go to the dentist. They sound like a chore. But what if you turn it up the other way? You love your kids. It is a privilege to have children if you want to have children. It's a privilege to be able to go to a store and do shopping and not have to toil in the baking sun in a field to scratch up a few grains of rice. We have food at the touch of a button. It's a privilege if you have to go to the dentist or the doctor. I've got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. And we really do have a privilege here in the UK because our National Health Service means that our healthcare is all free. I don't have to go to the dentist. I don't have to go to the doctors. What a privilege that my health is taken care of for me, that I have access to all these things. So maybe if you catch yourself with an I ought to, I have to, change the energy up this week, because this new moon in Virgo has really got us looking at the to-do list. I get it. I mean, moon in Virgo, she's a poster girl for working your way through the to-do lists. But change the energy up. What a privilege to go to the shops and be able to buy that food. What a privilege to have healthcare. What a privilege to whatever it is you're going to do today. Change the energy up. And I note in Mark's Power Peak, and if you're not signed up for that, why not? There's all the lowdown on all the moons and all the information that you could possibly want in there. And I was reading C.A. Brooks from One Two Listen this morning, and her quotation for the day for this Virgo poster girl moon in Virgo is, be in love with life, every detail of it, is a quote from Jack Kerouac. Just about sums it up, I think. I can see more and more people coming in the chat room. I'm going to let you keep coming in and then I'll go in there and do some readings for you with the two decks. If you have a preference for which deck, a Mer deck or the Angel Wisdom, please do let me know. The other thing I did is I drew a Mer card for all of us, whether you can get in the chat room or not, whether you're with me live or whether you're on demand. I drew a Mer card for us as I've spent the weekend with mermaids, and I got dreaming. And obviously that's a card that tells us to pay attention to our dreams. And for the last actually couple of weeks, I've been having weird dreams. I've been waking up angry. Dreams that have pushed my buttons, and I've been saying, okay, what do you want me to look at? What am I spiritually bypassing, perhaps? Why am I getting these dreams? Why are they coming up now? What do I need to heal? But the other question to ask with this dreaming card is, What were you always dreaming of at school? When you sat there and you daydreamed, were you dreaming that you were outside and not sitting in the classroom? Were you dreaming? What did you dream of doing? And did you do it? What job did you want to? Who did you want to be? I used to sit there and dream of being a mounted policewoman, which was crazy because in those days, women were not allowed to do that job. It was a male preserve, as indeed was so much in the 50s and 60s. And the only reason I wanted to be a policewoman, a mounted policewoman, is I just love horses and I couldn't figure out another career that would let me work with horses. Needless to say, I didn't do it. I don't think I would have been a particularly good policewoman. I would have loved the horses. But anyway, so what did you do? What did you dream of doing? Did you do an aspect of it? Have you got your dream job? And if not, what could you do to get it? I'm just going to leave those questions there for the time being and go in this chat room. Let me just refresh and make sure I've got everybody on board. And go and see who's in there and who would like a reading. Bear with me. My mouse is, I say this every week. I must go and buy a new mouse. It's one that sort has a scroll wheel on it and it's just not. It's had enough. I think it needs to be a new one. All this new technology, but I don't necessarily have it. So good morning to Maureen White-Varner, my Libra sister. Oh dear. So it's allergy season. It's pollen season. And you are suffering. You're seeing a specialist today. Well, that's something that to be grateful for. I'm hoping for some answers. You'd love a card. So let's call him Raphael to work with your specialist and that you're privileged enough to have a specialist who maybe can do something about this. I have a beautiful water card, King of Water. When I see this card, depends who you ask, but I always associate this card with the sun sign of Cancer. He has that, it can, or a Cancerian male. So maybe your specialist is a Cancerian male. It's somebody who's very trustworthy and honourable and devoted. But because it's the King of Water, they get it. They feel it. They work at a deeper intuitive level. So I'm going to intend that this is the specialist that you're going to be seeing. And he'll get it on a level that's just deeper than the standard consultation. And good luck with it. Hope he finds a solution. Good morning to Jean McIntosh, who said the tree buds are about to pop here and living right next door to a tree farm with hundreds of acres of pine trees. I hear you, Maureen White-Varner. And may I have a card, please? Of course you may. So let me just get this wisdom deck sorted out. And do a card, please, for Jean McIntosh. What does she need to do? I do like the sound of all those trees. I know tree pollen, I know, but trees are special, special beings. Actually, that's put me in mind of the other thing I wanted to share with you. Interestingly, I've got two cards that sometimes here, Jean, people would not like to get these cards, but they're incredibly useful because they're about self-assessment. I see a kind of a sadness about the past or something that needs to be let go. And for some reason, because I've got it with Archangel Michael cutting the chains from a beautiful lady, it's in standard tarot, I think it's called the Devil card. In my deck, it's called Ego. It means, where are we getting in our own way? What thoughts, because it was the Three of Swords, what thoughts are we hanging on to that could be, again, I was talking about loop patterns. What thoughts are we hanging on to that are getting in our way? And if we catch ourselves doing it, can you undo that loop? And I hope that's helpful to you. I know what else before I do the rest of the readings I was going to share. I've stuck it up on my Facebook page. There is so much mainstream media and political crap and hot air going on. And I saw this post this morning and I thought, that. So I'm going to share it with you. And it says, in case you forgot, we live on a planet where whales sing songs that travel for miles, where trees can recognize their own offspring and protect them underground, where dolphins give each other names and where lightning can create glass in the sand, where horses can read human emotions, where rain has a smell before it even arrives, and where the ocean can glow in the dark. A planet where the stars we see might not even exist anymore. the magic of creation. And I saw that and thought, that. It is so much bigger than the petty nonsense that we create amongst ourselves here on this planet. So I hope that's helpful to you today. Looking back in this chat room, because I'm mindful I need to get on with it. Good morning to Jennifer Hart, who's just down the road in Cornwall. Isn't this weather fabulous? Amen to that. Enjoying it while you can. You're now connected to a Wi-Fi router, so you can hear me. I'm glad to hear that, Jennifer. Let's do your card, because I know that you want a card. So let's have a look. I just clear the deck. Okay, there we go. Flying out as soon as I clear the deck. Oh, I want to be you, Jennifer, Queen of Fire. She has a little black cat on her lap, exactly like my little magic. Nothing gets in this woman's way. She's brilliant. She's talented. She's independent. There's nothing you can't do if you believe in yourself and your ability. Interestingly, it says here to make your dreams come true. And I was talking about that dream thing, and we were having a conversation this morning about dreams. So dreams, the fire of dreams, the inspiration of dreams, and the fact that nothing is going to get in your way if you decide to do it. So good luck with the Wi-Fi. It stands no chance. It better behave itself. Good morning to Laura Kasdan Fulton. You would like a message, of course, my darling. So let's just do that. I'm feeling a Merdek for you. So let's bring you a lovely mermaid, Laura. Lovely. Whoa, that flew out when I said that. I have a beautiful mermaid who's in swirling water. It's going round and round and round her. And she's saying, go with the flow. So in other words, don't attach, because it's also a mermaid, it's water, don't attach emotionally to anything. Just let it arise and let it flow around you or through you and just allow it to flow away. Just don't attach too greatly to anything at the moment, because I know you're in a healing phase. Good morning to Joni Thompson. You shared the moon with you last night. Oh, you were looking at the moon as well. Moon gazing. Yeah, I had great fun with mermaids. You were convinced you were one as a child. Well, why not? There were so many little children there yesterday who had on mertails, who want to go and train when they're old enough to be a mermaid. You would love a card. Anything. A check-in. Well, it's got to be a mer card if you thought you were a mermaid. So let's have a look. Clear the deck for Joni Thompson. Okay, can we have a mer, please? For Joni Mermaid Thompson. Okay, there we go. oh God, you couldn't make this up. I have the most beautiful, reflective mermaid. She's sitting there with a beautiful starfish in her hair, sitting reflectively, interestingly with cards. And she says the word on the card is memories. And there's you having a memory that you were convinced you were a mermaid when you were a child. So maybe you have a mersona, as Mischief the Mermaid would call it. Yes, you're incarnated as a human this time, but maybe inside you have a real connection to the ocean and a mersona. So you might want to meditate with that one, Joni. Good morning to Mark Husson. Happy Virgo moon. Absolutely. Great to hear me. Thank you. I'm so looking forward to what you've got to say about this moon, Mark. Looking forward to that enormously. Tara Elizabeth, good day to you too. Happy Monday. You would like a message. But going back to my tarot deck for this. So a Tara Elizabeth card, please. There we go. This one comes with Archangel Azrael and the beautiful cream colour that Archangel Azrael brings, and a beautiful unicorn at the side of me. He's in a field of beautiful white flowers. This card is the release card, and interestingly, the moon behind it, we're looking at moon, is a moon that's just been full and it's just tipping over. So this is being able to, again, this energy of being able to let stuff go to enable a flow, the need to release stuff or release control. If there's something you're trying to, a square peg you're trying to shove in a round hole, it's best to give it up and actually say, why not have a triangular hole instead? Maybe you just completely rethink the whole thing. Good morning to Quelly. Now that's interesting. My Facebook page is doing something odd. I know that you're making comments, but it's not showing me what they are. So let me just deal with that one and see if it'll sort itself out. It's just saying liking things, but it's not showing me what you're saying. Okay, that's the wrong way up. Let me just sort this out. Come on, Facebook. Right, most relevant, all comments. We can do this. We have the technology. Right, come on, Facebook, stop messing about. And go down the other end. Okay, I'm there. So I did Tara Elizabeth. Quelly, good morning to you, we said. Jennifer, you're enjoying that card. Nothing's going to stop you. Absolutely not. Mary Langdon Vink, good morning to you. If time still permits, I would really love a message for myself and my sister, Katie. Of course, I'm just... You and Joni said, can I post that, what I read out? Yes, I will come back and post it on this Facebook page for you later. I may run out of time during the show, but if you come back, keep on this thread, I will post it up, because yes, it was absolutely fabulous. So a card for Mary Langdon Vink, please. I'm on the Mer deck. I thought I heard one come out, and then it's, no, and it does that. It means clear the deck. Okay, Mary, what card would be useful for Mary to know today as we come towards May Day? And there, finally, they give me the cards. Partnership. It's Two of Fire. Now, the Two of Fire is sometimes a schism, but more often than not, this is a partnership. It's an inspiration that two people inspire each other to create something more than the one could do. It's about taking next steps. Because it's a fire card, it is about being inspired. And again, this word comes up, partnering with others who share your dreams. So again, this dream message, even though we're in a moon in Virgo, which is this incredibly practical sign, the other side of that is our dream self, our Neptune self, our self that would just like to, as we did with a child and we had no limits because nobody told us that we had them. You can just look into your dreams and see what it is that, could you fulfill it in any way? I mean, no, I'm never going to be a mounted policeman or policewoman, but I do ride horses, I always did. Is there an aspect of your dream that you could go and do? Maybe. See, meditate on it. See what would come up. Okay, I am looking at the clock and I am coming up on time. Mark Husson is on the way if you go over to YouTube with his Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Mark, I know you've changed the title of that and I'm sorry, I can't remember which one it's gone to. But anyway, I'm looking forward to hearing all about the moon and the power of the moon. I love the moon. So next time we meet, it is going to be May, and May is so firing up to be so, so busy. So let's flow with it together. Thank you so much for your company today. It is always a pleasure to get together with you. I will be back at the same time next week for the first show in May. Until then, lots of love. Take care and bye-bye.